podcast, we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, research is currently being done on the largest great white shark ever caught in Queensland after its discovery in Gladstone. The 5.62-metre female shark was pregnant with four pups when it was found dead on a smart drum line in August. Tracy Scott Holland from the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries commented, "It was uncommon for a great white shark to be caught at that length, and it was the largest white shark caught in Queensland Shark Control Program since its introduction in 1962. Tissue and genetic material have been given to the researchers in New South Wales and South Australia to be studied further. In local news, before the state election, the LNP promised to lift a policy banning first home buyers from claiming stamp duty discounts while renting out a room. However, the former Labor government had changed a rule before the LNP could, despite casting doubts over the policy. The new rule allows first home buyers to stamp duty concessions and rent part of their property as long as they live in the home. The policy expires June 30th next year, but the LNP government is planning to make them permanent. In national news, Qantas and Virgin Australia Airlines are being accused of airfare price gouging in the Northern Territory. Virgin Australia has blamed Darwin Airport's landing fees. The federal and Northern Territory government have both said they are looking for solutions. The prospect of opening domestic routes to international carriers and, quote, calling out anti-competitive behaviour, end quote. This response differs from... In national news, the other national news, Gidget Foundation is launching a fully funded graduation diploma in perinatal mental health alongside Federation University to address a nationwide shortage of specialist clinicians. Gidget Foundation is a perinatal mental health organization that has reported that demand for its services have surged, contributing to it seeing 30% more clients over the past year. CEO Arabella Gibson has stated, quote, "It's essential we have enough qualified clinicians to meet this growing demand to address the critical needs of the individuals impacted," end quote. Perinatal depression and anxiety impacts 100,000 Australians each year, and the new graduates will be well equipped to manage the growing demand. The plan is not expected to be met with universal acceptance, but the government will continue to take preventative steps. In international news, following a summit in Azerbaijan, the COP29 nations have agreed to start a $460 million annual funding deal until 2035 to aid developing nations in adapting the impacts of climate change. Under the deal, richer nations will lead the payments, and the new goal intends to replace the previous commitment to provide $100 billion per year in climate finance by 2035. United Nations Climate Chief Simon Steele has commented, quote, "This deal will keep the clean energy boom growing and protect billions of lives. It will help all countries to share in the huge benefits of bold climate action," end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head over to 4ZZZ.org.au.